You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
All right, what's the report from outside?
I was outside for maybe 3 minutes. I counted 8 Q-tips. It's got to be one person that just throws their Q-tips out the window when they're done using them in their cars.
It's Mike Shope.
One person?
More than one person using Q-tips and throwing them outside?
I don't think I use 8 Q-tips in a year.
I think I've never used 8 Q-tips.
And the Bulldog.
What the hell is going on out there? Q-tips, I don't think I want to work in a place where people like roll their windows down if they're using Q-tips for Lord knows what and just throw them on the ground.
Well, you do.
What is it, the 70s?
Oh, that's not very nice.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Driving on the highway 65 miles an hour. I get a little left in my soda from the fast food drive out the window. Yeah. That was the 70s. Who gives an F about anything?
Throw a burrito out the window.
Nothing matters. 2025, what are you doing?
On WGR.
Throwing Q-tips out of your car.
Sports Radio 550.
I don't think it's throwing in this case. It's just dropping. It's these cars are parked back where we work and tend to park. I don't think there's any throwing happening. It's not like they're on the highway. Although that person might be guilty of that too. Who knows? Who can explain any of this? But there are just like, you know, a small pile of Q-tips in the parking lot. Right, together.
I like that they're throwing them. If they're throwing them,
they're spiking them.
If you're sitting in your car and disposing of them through the window, you've thrown them out the window. Whether you're moving or not. Moving is not imperative to throwing from a vehicle.
Let me write this down. Moving is not imperative to throwing.
That's what my grandpa always told me.
This is the Ulysses Grant quote. You just sort of drop it. You almost set it on the ground. Moving is not imperative. Who's a famous general who would not move his army? He would just sort of sit there and squat, hoping not to get attacked. I don't know that answer. I do know that progrid.org is up on my screen with the schedule.
Oh, baby.
And there's no change again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's no change again.
You got us all excited there. You got me excited. I can't speak for everyone. I don't know what people are thinking out there.
We were led to believe there would be 3 reveals today. It's after 5. People are driving home, flinging those Q-tips out the window on the roads, and yet we only have one, and it came early this morning. Dallas at Philadelphia opening night, which I think is fine. I think there are a couple of better games, but I always say about the week one primetime games, you don't need to be too good. I didn't need the Chiefs there. They're on Philadelphia's schedule, I think. Washington was my favorite idea. Dallas is not the toughest game of the bunch, but it's still good. And Kansas City is indeed on. That's the Giants. No, it's Philadelphia at Kansas City this year.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Could have been the Lions were the one team we talked about, and the Bears even for
mm-hmm,
a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Dallas is fine for that. We think we know Friday night. Week one, there's a Friday night game in Brazil, which Chiefs, should be Chiefs-Chargers.
Right.
So the report on that is, because on Twitter I saw a couple of Chargers fans, presumably, complaining that they didn't protect the Chiefs game, that would be a game where you'd want to be on home field.
Uh-huh.
Not that they've tended to win those games anyway, but, you know, obviously you'd want that, I guess. But that the Chargers... And I suppose this is how it works for all teams. You can protect 2 games. And the Chargers did not pick that game. So therefore, it was vulnerable to have this happen, that it was put in Brazil. And it was reported, I think maybe Pro Football Talk, that the Chargers' choices were non-divisional games. They protected 2 other games on their schedule. This would be interesting to know.
Yeah.
I think who each team picks. So...
I wonder...
The Chargers have Pittsburgh at home,
mm-hmm.
and maybe Pittsburgh will fill their stadium for them.
Well, that's what I was just going to say, is maybe you pass on the Chiefs game because you're sick of the building being taken over by Chiefs fans anyways, but then if you're going to say the same thing about Pittsburgh and it's all about filling the building, then that's a different criteria. But if you're a Chargers fan, sick of seeing... 30,000 Chiefs fans descend on your stadium every year, because that's the rep. The Rams get the same thing. I mean, the Bills fans took it over for opening day. Took it over is a little strong, but still. Like, it's not It's a very casual sports market for as big a market as LA obviously is. And so you can get there if you want to go there. So I might think the motivation for the Chargers, my first guess would be they're tired of just having the Chiefs pack their building, and I don't care if we go play them somewhere else because it's no big deal to us to not have to play a quasi road game in our own stadium against them every year anyways. Maybe we can actually beat them if we play them in a neutral site.
Well, I wonder if, you know, if this logic is close enough, I wonder if because it's Kansas City, they'll draw. And maybe they sell out all their games anyway, but it's sort of the makeup of the crowd that L.A. will go see Mahomes. But if it's Pittsburgh, it's like less cool, and Pittsburgh will just invade. You know, maybe they're more a team that invades. If the report is accurate, the Chargers protecting two of their home games, and none was a division game, which led to the Chiefs game going to Brazil. This is like akin to your Hallmark research here. We're trying to... They also play Houston, Indianapolis, Minnesota, and Washington. I don't know. Is any of that cool enough to do this? But also Philadelphia. So I would guess that the two games they would protect would be the Eagles and the Steelers.
Yeah.
Wait. Let me make sure my logic is clear here. I'm saying they want the Steeler fans.
Right. And I'm not sure that there's a problem drawing fans as much as there's a problem with the building being overtaken.
Okay.
So we're on different trains of thought there.
Okay.
I don't know which one, you know, neither could be right. Both probably aren't right, possibly being right. I do like, you know, as much as, I'm dealing in what I consider to be the reality that the building's going to get overtaken. I would understand a Chargers fan being annoyed that you're not protecting division games. Like, we're trying to win this thing here. Are we just giving up? Like, the Chiefs are too good. We can't catch you. Like, what's going on? But the reality is, I think that the building you get run over anyway, no matter what you do.
We do have the Fox announcement now.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Week 16, Saturday, doubleheader, Green Bay, Chicago, Philadelphia, Washington. You know, they do the annoying thing here that everybody is doing now, and I don't understand it. Maybe it's because so many games are in places like Brazil and Madrid. They used versus and not at. Can you assume where these games are being played from this?
Yeah, these are division games. No. No.
Versus doesn't mean necessarily anything.
Yeah, unless there's a traditional placement, you know, left or right of the versus, which signifies home. But I've never studied it. So I don't know how that lines up.
Just show me like a release or something to go with the tweet.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Only team here on the Bills schedule of the four is the Eagles. So it will not be the Eagles here on week 16.
Right, the Saturday before Christmas is where this falls on the calendar. Saturday, December 20th. Okay.
All right, now the Adam Schefter tweet has ats. But it has them in the other order. Philadelphia at Washington, Green Bay at Chicago, in some order on December 20th.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if there are additional Saturday games on the 27th.
In addition to the Peacock thing?
Good job by NFL Nerd having these Saturday games up already on his grid.
That was really fast, yeah. Well, I say that not knowing the timing of this, but it feels like it was within the last few minutes.
So. I think we're doing what he's doing, only we're talking to.
Right.
Just kind of sitting there in keyboard position here for anything, scrolling on the phone. Bam, there it is, Fox. Da, 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 da. We're kind of doing the same thing, only also
we're
talking.
Live on the air at the same time, yeah.
Philadelphia at Washington, week 16. I wonder if either of those will also play in week 18.
Right.
That's happened.
Mm-hmm.
I hope not.
No, I don't think that's fair to anyone really when you play a division two division games within like a 3 week or even 4 week. Like you just, you know, front half, back half, as best you can, recognizing that there's going to be challenges, but you just should not be playing. And we've seen it, yeah, numerous times. This happened with the Bills and the Patriots pretty recently, where you play two times in 3 weeks or two times in four, and it's just not the way it ought to be. So I hope that doesn't happen here. But all right, there's
who
the
do you like in these games? Philadelphia at Washington. That could be big. Both of them could be big.
Yeah, I mean that's an NFC title game rematch, right?
So Fox gets to pick, the networks get to pick their reveal, and that's what Fox went with. Week 16, Saturday, doubleheader.
That is a pretty big deal that they get to own that day like that.
That's new, right?
Yeah, because usually if you have games, like three, you know, two or three games on the odd Saturday late in the season, everybody gets a turn. You know, there's a CBS game, there's a Fox game, and if there's a night game, maybe it's NBC or some now streaming carrier or whatever. But it's usually three carriers. So to have them now not knowing doubleheader Fox that date, we don't have times yet on any of this. I wonder if there's a third game somewhere else that day too. Because you have room for three games, obviously, with a, you know, one and a four and an eight window.
Yep. Such is life in schedule world, where you get one, in this case two, together.
Yeah.
And you go, all right, yeah, cool. I'm done. Now what? What's next?
Prime, where are you?
Where's week seven?
Come
just
on.
Just dump week seven on our laps.
Come on, Prime.
Prime.
Let's get it together, Prime. Fox has done what they've done. NBC did their thing earlier today. Yeah. We're waiting on.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On you, Prime.
If I were Prime, I'd want to make sure nobody considered me late.
Right.
I'd want to be right out there.
That's big. Their whole business is predicated on being fast.
Is there something on Prime, like tonight, that's important? That is there a debate or a baseball game or something that you'd want to watch?
They have
some baseball, right?
Sure.
They do. So does Apple. Yeah. I've watched a couple games on Apple.
I know Apple has it. The picture is unbelievable on Apple. The baseball games I've turned on Apple, it's almost too good.
I think Prime has baseball.
This looks fake. Prime has had hockey on Monday nights in Canada all season long. Like regular season. Not. I don't know. I was about to say I don't think I've ever gone in there for anything other than the football games, but that's not exactly true. I regrettably watched an NHL behind-the-scenes thing about the Leafs or something that was narrated by Will Arnett. It was fine. It's just Will Arnett just kept talking about the Leafs as we, and it made me crazy. Mm. And I hold that against him now to like an unhealthy extent. Like he's the first person that's ever done that. But it was annoying. Like, oh, we, shut up. But that's it. That was already like 3 or 4 years ago. I do not think, ooh, I'm looking for a new show to watch while I'm exercising on the bike downstairs. Let me see what Prime's got.
They're good, though.
I just don't ever go there.
The Lightfoot movie was on Prime.
Yeah.
I think so.
I'm sure they have some good programming. I just never think to go looking for it.
There are enough choices. You have too many choices.
Mostly because that's right. But when I was around this time with that Leafs documentary, which was largely really good, except the Will Arnett part, I did try a couple of other things like music documentaries, and they were like just the kind of music documentaries that get made that like nobody that really knows anything about the artist is going to get nobody wants to sign off on it. So it's like a roadie from some other band that knows a guy talking about like, what am I doing here? This is like 10th rate. And that sort of turned me off of Prime permanently, other than for football. So I'm judging harshly their programming content without much knowledge.
Clearly.
Yeah.
You're even admitting
it. Yeah, I am. I'm telling you. You chase me away with your garbage music documentaries.
So, Bills-wise, if we're, again, it's all just guessing, but if the guessing is correct that Alan will be on the Today Show to talk about the Peacock game, which is the Saturday night after Christmas, Hallmark movie, Peacock, the affiliation that you dug up earlier,
dug up
NBC, this is a game you need to get Peacock for. It'll be a good game, and maybe a home game to have him on.
Yeah.
And, you know, mention the movie if they do that.
Yeah.
Then we're looking at.
But you won't have to get Peacock. Whether the game's here or there, you don't have. We wouldn't. Yeah. People not in the market. The game will be televised locally on a over-the-air channel.
Yeah, right. But everybody else.
Everybody else.
The Today Show will be on.
Right. That's right.
So what game is that going to be? Week 17, Bills at home. Bengals or Ravens?
It's too late for the Chiefs.
It is too late for the Chiefs.
I want to almost say the same thing about the Bengals or the Ravens.
Well, the Bengals, the Hamlin game was that week.
That's correct. Yep.
Was it the same level of magnitude then? Because the playoff game hadn't happened yet. The Hamlin game hadn't happened yet. I'm not sure it was really like apples to apples.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, that's even the Bengals themselves are debatable as to like what kind of interest people will have in them. You and I are kind of, they're in the corner of our eye all the time.
Yes.
Cincinnati.
Yes. I think despite their deficiencies on defense, they're going to be right back to being, like, I think that division will be a slugfest between they and Baltimore.
So, you know what else this could be? The stadium finale. They could also include that.
Ooh.
Week 17.
Go on the road in week 18.
Yep. Island game, Saturday night, chance of snow, good opponent.
Hallmark movie.
Hallmark movie, possible regular season finale. Those are my chips. I don't think it's week one. I think it's this. All of it. And they'll go on the road in 18, I'll say. To add to the spectacle of the previous game. We looked up when the Patriots closed their stadium. They did not play at home in the finale.
Right.
They had a playoff game, the Tuck Rule game, it ended up being. That's a famous way out. But that's, I think how this works is it's just so much now. The networks buying these, you know, cross-promotional appearances. Allen's on to mention what game they're going to have on at some point. There's so much that they're putting into that having all those pieces fit in here, that works for me. That sounds like appropriate that they would promote all of that at once, announce all of that at once. So who would it never be? That could be a divisional game then. That could be like Miami.
First thing I thought of was New England just now.
It's so boring, though.
I know, but hey, I'm also, I mean, I want to be careful about introducing new layers to already what is a multi-layer guesswork fest here. I mean, this whole thing, this whole operation is just so flimsy.
But, it is.
Final game at the stadium. Look, I know you don't get to play the Washington Generals in the NFL, but like I'm scheduling the final regular season game ever. I don't want it to be a team that could kick my ass. Like,
come on.
I know how that sounds.
What's their record?
I know. They're so good. They should, you know, whatever. San Francisco's coming. Bills killed them. Dallas 2 years ago killed them. So I want to run away from that, but I had the thought. So whatever, you know, I'm speculation city.
Well, they'd want it to be competitive.
Yeah. I guess I don't want the final game at the stadium to necessarily be competitive. I'd rather it be a team like the Jets.
You'd rather it be the week after and Allen just takes the first snap and leaves?
Yeah.
I don't think that's better.
I guess.
I like it in prime time. I like it for all the reasons that make sense to me.
Yeah.
I like it. So I don't think it would be.
I just don't want them to lose the final game at the stadium.
Me neither. So I don't think it would be the Jets or the Patriots. I don't think it would ever be the Saints or the Buccaneers. I think that it could be any of the big ones. Although Philadelphia is now, it's the Saturday, it's the week before. No real history with the Eagles. I wouldn't rule out the Chiefs, but Bengals and Ravens.
It feels so late to play
Baltimore.
The Chiefs. Yeah.
That's great. I mean, if it's the last game of the stadium, it is. That's pretty good if it's Baltimore, Buffalo.
Yeah.
The
Eagles being in that spot the week before, competitively, they could look at that as fair, right? Although the Bills probably won't be coming off short rest normal rest if they're playing Sunday into Saturday. But, you know, the Eagles, that's a way to, you know, keep them on a regular schedule, I guess. But, yeah, I don't know. Those two games almost sound too good for Saturday night Peacock to me.
Adjust your priors.
Yeah.
I feel like the Peacock game is going to be a good game. 803-0550, if you want to guess along with us, we're admitting that's what it is, but I don't know. I think it's fun. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, back after sports on WGR.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.